The AI story this week is really several overlapping stories that together paint a picture of an industry at a pivot point. Let me start with the OpenAI CFO's proposed metric, because I think it's the most intellectually interesting development. OpenAI's chief financial officer is proposing that the industry adopt a new standard called useful intelligence per dollar as the primary measure of AI model value. Right now, the industry benchmarks models on capability tests, coding benchmarks, reasoning tests, math competitions. But those metrics don't directly map to what enterprises actually care about, which is, what do I get for what I spend?
From a business perspective, that metric proposal is savvy positioning for OpenAI ahead of what everyone expects will be an IPO. If you can define the measurement standard, you get to define who wins. It's the same play that Intel made with megahertz as a CPU performance metric in the 1990s, a standard that happened to favor Intel's products. OpenAI clearly believes it can win on a cost efficiency measure as well as a raw capability measure, and proposing this metric is a way of shaping how investors and enterprise buyers evaluate the competitive landscape.
The Trump administration's move to gate access to frontier AI models is a separate development, but connects to the same underlying anxieties about AI competition. The administration is reportedly considering or implementing controls that would restrict who can access the most powerful AI models, presumably targeting adversaries like China. The Palantir CTO's public accusation that China is stealing US AI through what he calls distillation attacks, essentially using American AI model outputs to train competing Chinese models, provides the technical rationale for why access controls might matter.
Distillation as a technique is worth explaining briefly. When you interact with a powerful AI model and collect those input-output pairs, you can use that data to train a smaller, cheaper model that approximates the larger model's behavior. It's not perfect. You lose capability at the margins, but it allows a competitor to capture a significant portion of the value without having access to the underlying model weights or training data. If Chinese entities have been systematically doing this at scale with American frontier models, the intelligence and competitive implications are real.
Google's Gemini 3.5 Pro delay is a significant data point for the competitive picture. Google was expected to release this model as a direct response to OpenAI's most recent frontier models, and the fact that it's been delayed because it reportedly fell short of internal benchmarks tells you two things. The capability bar keeps moving upward faster than even well-resourced labs can comfortably track, and the gap between announcement and delivery in this industry is a genuine strategic liability. Every quarter of delay is a quarter where competitors are capturing enterprise contracts and building switching costs.
Mira Marathi's startup releasing an open weight model is another piece of the puzzle. Marathi, who was OpenAI's CTO before departing in late 2024, has positioned her new company around enterprise trust, specifically the concern that companies don't want their proprietary data going into closed AI systems, where they can't audit what happens to it. An open weight model addresses that directly. Enterprises can deploy it on their own infrastructure, inspect the weights, and have confidence their data isn't being used to train someone else's system.
The Meta Anthropic compute deal is potentially the most consequential business story in AI this week. A reported $10 billion arrangement where Meta leases AI compute capacity to Anthropic through a new division called Meta Compute would be, if finalized, among the largest infrastructure deals in the industry's history. For Meta, it's a way to monetize the enormous capital investment they've made in data centers and custom AI chips. For Anthropic, it's a path to scale compute without the capital expenditure of building their own infrastructure, which matters because compute is the primary constraint on frontier model training right now.
The irony here is worth noting. Meta and Anthropic are direct competitors in the AI model market. Meta's Llama series and Anthropic's Claude series are both being pitched to enterprise customers. If this deal closes, you'll have a situation where Anthropic is essentially renting compute from a competitor, which creates both alignment incentives and potential conflicts of interest that antitrust regulators will certainly examine.
Grok's new automation features round out the AI story. xAI's chatbot can now run recurring scheduled tasks and respond to incoming emails, with the email trigger capability reserved for Super Grok subscribers. It's a product differentiation play, moving Grok from a pure chat interface towards something more like an autonomous agent that can handle ongoing workflows. The email trigger feature is particularly interesting because email is still the backbone of enterprise communication, and an AI that can reliably triage and respond to email unlocks genuine productivity value beyond what a conversational interface provides.